This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1096. Should you keep your new job search secret? By Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I am here with you every single day, and that includes weekends and holidays, reading to you on the best work-related blogs that we can find, including PT Money, which I'll tell you more about after the post. And now let's get right to it on this Sunday edition as we optimize your life. Should you keep your new job search secret? By Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. Are you thinking of changing jobs or careers? Wondering whether to tell your boss you're thinking of quitting? At first glance, I say, no way. Never tell your boss anything which could potentially come back to hurt you. But what your boss hears when you talk about another job, here's what could be going through your boss's mind when they hear you're thinking of moving on. Oh no, who's going to finish the project? How is this going to affect the team's success? How am I going to find a replacement? How long is it going to take me to train someone new? Is there sensitive information this wandering employee might abuse? Is this employee going to start stealing all of our business? Or, sweet, this makes my mandatory staff reduction effort easy. Okay, hopefully not the last one. However, those last few thoughts are the ones which could get you fired quickly. If your boss has any reason to fear your potential abuse of company resources or that you might steal business, he would be jeopardizing the company by not letting you go as soon as possible. The fear of being terminated is a good fear to have. Since looking for a new job doesn't necessarily mean prepared to be without a paycheck for an extended period of time, I suggest you keep your potential quitting to yourself. It's all business. If you're worried about burning a bridge or hurting someone's feelings, it's time to get over yourself. No one cares. Notice in my list I didn't include, was it because he didn't like me? It's not personal. It's business. There are no promises on either side of the agreement. They could let you go in a heartbeat. Check out the facts on at-will employment, linked in this post. You should feel the same way. You don't owe the company anything but an honest day's work. 2 weeks' notice is also a nice courtesy, but you better be prepared to be escorted out of the office the moment you tell your boss you're looking for a different job. It could be over quickly. Here's a quote from Johnny at an answers forum. Quote, I got fired for looking for another job. My boss asked me if I was looking for another job, and I told him yes. He just told me when I clock out, that's all he needed me for. He thanked me for working for him, and he told me that if I'm going to be looking for another job, that he needs to save his ass. And that's all he told me. End quote. Johnny learned the hard way. Don't make the mistake of even hinting to your boss he might be looking for other work. Also, avoid telling coworkers. Definitely don't search for jobs on your company computer, and let all recruiter calls go to voicemail. The only reason I would suggest telling your boss about your situation is if the new job was potentially at your same employer. It's fine to have a conversation with your boss about getting a diverse experience within the company, but you should never signal an outside company as a possibility. My experience of speaking too soon. When I quit my last job, I made the mistake of telling my boss earlier than originally planned that I was going to be quitting. I had it all planned out. I was going to tell my boss on Friday I was quitting and give my 2 weeks' notice. This wasn't any ordinary 2 days. The vesting of some company stock was on the line. On the Wednesday before I was going to give my notice, my boss told me to book a flight for a 3-week business trip overseas. Instead of booking the flight, I went ahead and told my boss I was going to be quitting, but I wanted him to honor my original 2-week notice, which was going to start on Friday, so I could get the stock options. Long story short, they tried to take those 2 days from me, and I had to plead to the CEO over a last-minute email, literally just before being escorted out, to get my 2 days. He sided with me, and I got my 2 days. The moral of the story is I could have avoided a headache by not telling my boss until Friday. I should have just booked my flight and then told him I was quitting on Friday. I could have then canceled my flight and the company would have to eat the cancellation fee. Bottom line, I say there is never a time when you should tell your boss you're looking for a new job. Never quit or tell anyone about your job hunting efforts until you have signed your offer letter with the next employer. Consider internal moves. If you're on good terms with your employer, you may be able to open the door by suggesting a sideways or upward move within the company in an attempt to gain new responsibilities. This could have two potential outcomes. One, it could show your employer you're looking to learn new things, diversify your skills, and advance your career path. Or two, it could show your employer you're not fully satisfied with your current position, but you are open to exploring something else. In both cases, this conversation with your employer would help them understand down the road, even if it's just a few weeks, you're starting to look elsewhere and not to feel blindsided by your decision. It's somewhat of a half step and would allow you to be open and honest with your employer from the start. This type of move could be especially important if you might need a job reference to gain a new position. If you're not on good terms, this still may not be a viable option for you. Never be dishonest or sneaky. No matter the route you go, definitely don't take advantage of your employer or unnecessarily risk your current job while you're still there. This could lead to you getting an at-fault release and risk you losing any possible good reference you may have previously earned. Try to avoid the following: burning the clock and not being productive, stirring the pot of office politics and trying to get others on your side, and jumping ship or ghosting your employer and just never coming back. In all of these scenarios, you become the bad guy, even if you've had years of quality work. You're going to take everything positive you've earned over the years and turn it negative in just a matter of days or weeks. Finish up your role, make the transition easy for your manager or replacement, and enjoy the new job. You just listened to the post titled, "Should You Keep Your New Job Search Secret?" by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks to Philip, who is a CPA, blogger, podcaster, husband, and father of three. He's also the founder of the personal finance industry conference and trade show FinCon, which we've attended multiple times. He created PTMoney.com back in 2007 to share his advice on money, hold himself accountable while paying off over $75,000 in debt, and to meet others who are passionate about moving toward financial independence. Well, you might say he succeeded because he's now fully self-employed, supporting his family using the income generated from his site and the conference. He says that none of it would have been possible had he not taken control of his financial life and started building something of value for others. So please come visit him online at ptmoney.com. But that does it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. If you're listening in real time, I do hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Monday show. And that's where your optimal life awaits.